for, people that are aware of what's going on and want to move the community forward.
Great stuff, Paul, as always. If you missed any of it, you can check out the podcast at NowDecatur.com, the NowDecatur app. You can get it on Facebook or even the iTunes store. It's powered by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry. It's hot, Bob, the hot 25 when we return. Don't go anywhere.
Get your news, weather, and sports now with the NowDecatur app, available for free for iTunes and Google Play. Only with NowDecatur and WSOY Decatur.
7:59, good morning. I'm Jeff Daly in the WSOY newsroom. The American Red Cross responded to a home fire in Decatur Monday in the 1500 block of North Woodford Street. Red Cross volunteers currently assisting four adults and one child. After a home fire, Red Cross volunteers ensure that everyone affected has a safe place to stay, food, clothing, and emotional support. In a statement, the Red Cross says seven times a day someone in the country dies in a fire. That's why they launched the Home Fire Campaign, a multi-year effort to reduce the number of home fire deaths and injuries by 25%. In central Illinois alone, the Red Cross has partnered with local fire departments and installed more than 12,000 free smoke alarms. The Red Cross is calling on everyone to take two simple steps that can save lives by practicing fire drills at home and checking existing smoke alarms. You can check out redcross.org to find out more about how to protect yourself and your loved ones from fire. Find that link with the story at NowDecatur.com. It's 8 a.m.
She did something unforgivable. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what Roseanne Barr tweeted about the tweet that got ABC to cancel her show. Widely derided as racist about former Obama advisor Valerie Jarrett, who told MSNBC,
"I think we have to turn it into a teaching moment. I'm fine. I'm worried about all the people out there who don't have a circle of friends and followers who come right to their defense."
Roseanne Barr also told people on Twitter not to defend her. She also wrote she sent her infamous tweet late at night while on Ambien. President Trump held a rally in Nashville last night, again claiming the FBI infiltrated his campaign in the Russia probe, which Democrats and Republican Congressman Trey Gowdy both say isn't true. The president also again pledged to build a border wall.
"They're going to pay for the wall, and they're going to enjoy it, okay? They're going to enjoy it."
Well, Mexico's president tweeted right after, "They will never pay." All as the president campaigned for a Republican Senate candidate. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, stumping for GOP Senate hopeful Marsha Blackburn in Tennessee. President Trump went after her opponent, former Tennessee Governor Phil Bredesen.
"He's a tool of Chuck Schumer and, of course, the MS-13 lover, Nancy Pelosi."
The Bredesen for Senate campaign released a statement saying the candidate is an independent thinker with a proven record of working with Democrats and Republicans. Dave?
Rachel, it's up to 71 homes destroyed on Hawaii's Big Island.
"What I saw was an absolute ocean of lava.
An ocean with
waves in it, and wave after wave came in."
He's one of those forced to evacuate Kilauea's eruptions. Worry about a landslide at a dam in North Carolina prompted evacuations after midnight. A few hundred people are in shelters.
"We don't expect a full dam breach or break. And there are emergency plans in place if that were to happen, but we're not expecting that."
Rochelle Bailey with McDowell County Emergency Management. Fox News, fair and balanced.
A lot of people have life insurance through work. It's a great short-term benefit, but is it enough? A lot of those policies only cover a year's salary. Not enough to pay off mortgages or send kids to college, the things life insurance is meant for. That's where SelectQuote comes in. SelectQuote is your personal life insurance guide. They get multiple quotes to find you the best price from the highly rated companies they represent. John is 36 and in excellent health. He got a $500,000 policy for under $20 a month. Life insurance is about peace of mind, not a false sense of security. Which are you getting?
Call SelectQuote now at 1-800-881-4343. That's 1-800-881-4343. Or get started at SelectQuote.com. 1-800-881-4343. SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
WSOY News Time, 8:03. A plan to prohibit smoking for those under age 21 failed in the Illinois House yesterday after meeting opposition from lawmakers calling it a governmental overreach. The plan, which would ban under 21 sales of tobacco or related products, including e-cigarettes or vaping materials, fell four votes shy despite a strong lobbying campaign and Senate approval in April. State Rep. Camille Lilly said her measure is meant to prevent teens from forming a deadly habit. She added it will save the state millions of dollars in long-term health care costs. Opponents said that 18-year-olds are adults and should be allowed to make their own decisions, especially since they're already able to vote or join the military. State Rep. Jeannie Ives also noted the teens could easily cross state lines to purchase the product, which would mean the state loses out on potential tax revenue. In sports, it was the Cardinals over the Brewers 6-1 last night, the Pirates losing to the Cubs 8-6, and it was the Indians over the White Sox 7-3. This afternoon on WSOI, it is St. Louis Cardinal baseball as they are taking on the Brewers once again. We'll have that pregame for you starting at 11:15 this morning. Your next news comes your way at the bottom of the hour. I'm Jeff Daly in the WSOY newsroom for Neuhoff Media, media made local.
This June, don't get stung by Measure B. The billionaires behind Measure B are swarming our mailboxes, our televisions, computers, even phones. Don't be fooled. The Mercury News says Measure B isn't about the housing shortage. It's about greed. On June 5th, say no to the billionaires and vote no on B. Paid for by Yes on C, No on B. Stop the Sprawl San Jose. Supported by Mayor Sam Liccardo. Committee major funding from Neighbors for Sam Liccardo for San Jose Mayor 2018.
It's your story.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today we've got some showers, thunderstorms likely, with cloudy skies and highs around 83 degrees. Still a slight chance, 30% chance this evening we could see some showers. Otherwise, partly cloudy and lows around 71. Thursday, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. But the morning, we're looking at sunny skies, highs near 90. And Friday, sunshine, highs near 90 degrees. Right now, it is 75 degrees now in downtown Decatur.
Good morning and welcome to the Wednesday, May 30th edition of Byers & Company. We're live in the Palatial Studios in downtown Decatur. We're going to introduce a brand new promotion to you called the Hot 25. And yes, it is hot, Bob. We'll be back with the big hour coming up next.
Byers & Company, WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Wednesday. Feels like a Thursday. I can't get with Paul. I don't know. I'm still not used to it a month in. Can you believe somebody started a rumor that we kicked him off the show?
Yes,
we had a big blow up and
yes,
a fight.
I can believe
that. What's wrong
that?
With people?
I don't know. I mean, who could, like, I'm just going to manufacture something.
Which had to be holy because it's not like you had like this. I don't know. You know, it's easy to be frustrated with the relentless minority of people who always complain about this community. So we thought we would do something about that. And for the people who like to sort of throw out this phrase, there's nothing to do in Decatur or there's nothing to do in the area. And we called our good friend Nicole Bateman over at Limitless Decatur in the EDC in the Midwest Inland Port. By the way, her titles just keep growing. I don't know how you even fit it all on a business card these days.
I don't.
But, you know, we talk about quality of life. We've been working on this for several years. And if you're involved, you know it's not a matter of there's nothing to do. It's almost a matter of there's too much to do. How do we split this up? I can't tell you how many things where we're literally, Lindsay's going to one thing and I'm going to another because you can't even get all of it in one day with two people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And I think what's been happening, but we still need more of it, is people are starting to visit their town again, right? So we live here. We kind of take those things for granted. But when you step outside the box and you're like, you know what, I'm going to go do that. I know it's been here for a long time. I've never done it. You go do it. You have a great time and you enjoy it. And then you start to appreciate your community more. You get to know more people. It's a great way to network. And so I think folks are kind of doing that, but we need to do more of it. Right?
I think a lot of people are doing it. They're just not as vocal.
There are people who
blame Facebook, like it causes the behavior. And I'm always explaining to people, no, this was the guy driving you crazy at Thanksgiving. You know, he just now has a different platform. I mean, people have always done this. It's just what they do. But I do think that the decent people that just want to do good and just be positive, they don't want to get in fights with these people. So they tend to shy away from, I mean, who wants to wade into that sea? I mean, you know, really.
It's a lion's
yeah,
pit
so,
for sure.
Vipers, I'd say. You
vipers,
know, I don't want to give
vipers,
lions a bad name.
That's
There's
true.
Snakes.
Lions and
yeah. So anyway, we decided, well, look, we know what our schedule looks like over the next few months. And we know all of the great things that are going on. And we know these great people over at Bob Brady. You know, they have this incredible brand. You know, it's Hot Bob. And man, this week, it literally is. You can wear the shirt and people go, yes. So we thought, hey, why not get the Hot 25? Let's find the 25 hottest things to see and do in the Decatur, Illinois area, and some of it's outside of the city limits. And we'll focus on that. So, Bob Brady, and we're thrilled to welcome Steve and Drew Gensler to the program. And these guys are going to be regulars over the next 3 months. And Lori Sturgill's in with us now. We're going to be talking to another guest here coming up in a little bit about the events that are coming. Now, we're not saying this is the only 25. And the hardest thing was, it's not hard to come up with a list of 25. It's hard to narrow it down to 25. There's so many things going on.
Right, exactly. And so that's been, I think, the fun of it is deciding, okay, which 25 to highlight this year.
Certainly doesn't mean it's the only 25.
No,
and I don't want anybody
not
to take
all.
Away that impression. We're just saying, hey, here are 25 really cool things to do, most of them free or nominal, you know, charge. And they're all over the place as far as what the entertainment is. And so we're starting with the French Fried 5K, which is one of the coolest and most unique events you'll ever go to because it has nothing to do with running.
Right.
And it has everything to do with eating really food that's bad for you and just like antithetical to running or being in shape. In fact, you can rent a golf cart. You can actually drive the race, which is pretty cool. So Lori Sturgill joins us because we're starting summer. I mean, I cannot believe. Can you believe June's here?
It's already ready.
Yeah, get you nice and close to that microphone.
Yeah, it's already ready, and it's really hot, and it's going to be a good packed lineup that you got here, Brian, these top 25, it's going to be awesome for us, too.
Well, it's going to be great, and I know it's important to you and Bob and to Drew to, you know, to have Bob Brady associated with good things in the community, and you guys sponsor a lot of these things already. So they're going to come in. They're running promos to help promote these events, you know, out of their own inventory so that people will come and attend and take part in it. We're going to be out covering it, so you can get the whole Hot 25 list at Nauticator.com, and we're going to be out doing photo galleries and videos and stories, and so there'll be plenty of coverage. But we're really wanting to encourage you, hey, take a second, recognize all the great things that are happening in our community, and here's a whole list. Kind of plan your June, your July, your August. Here are sort of the must-see things. And so, Steve, I know you've been a huge supporter. You guys got involved with the French Fried 5K, right?
We did, and anytime we get involved with these, it's for the better of our community. And the French Fry 5K last year was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. I didn't participate last year because we had so many of the things we had to do extra. But this year, I think my wife and I are going to participate in that thing, at least walk through it, maybe jog a little through there. But it was exciting. And Central Park was lit up that whole weekend. I mean, that Saturday was great. People came back. Yep. It's really, I mean, we talk about lifestyles. That is really one of them things that people must do and see. And it's fun. It's just not about, you know, an event that's running. It's about a whole
well, and it also helps characters. Support the Decatur Celebration, which is, you know, the end goal. Now, let's talk about the event itself, Lori, because obviously as we get closer to the celebration, we'll get into that. Congratulations on the big announcement on the axe.
Thank you.
We had the zoo open that day, and once again, I couldn't be there at Lockstock, but everything I heard from everyone said it was a wonderful night and a really big turnout and
a lot of
success.
Fun.
So, French Fried 5K, large fry, 21 and over. It's a $40 admission, correct?
That's correct.
All right, and people can they sign up that day, or do they have to do it ahead of time?
They can sign up that day. You can sign up online still until noon today. After that, you can come tomorrow night to our packet pickup party out at the A-Team location at the Business Incubator, or you can come that morning.
Okay, but you can still do it that morning.
Exactly.
What time do they need to arrive if they haven't registered and they want to be a part of it on Saturday morning?
We'll start registering people about 8 a.m.
All right, so then the race starts at 10.
Exactly.
Okay, and then the 5K small fry, which is ages 20 and under,
right.
It's $20.
Exactly.
Okay, so what does my 40 or my 20 get, first of all?
Okay, so along the route, it gets you all of the food stops along the route. There are 9 food stops, 3 beer stops, and then 1 extra water stop. The beer stops also have soda and water.
All right, so if you don't want them, you're not forcing anybody. If
exactly.
they want to imbibe, they can. If not, they can get a water.
Exactly. And it also gets you tickets for beverages and food once you get to the park.
All right, now you guys do time this. I mean, like a traditional 5K, if you really want to come out and run it, you can. You basically break it down to runners and funners. And the funners are the ones that get to rent a golf cart or walk or do whatever.
Exactly.
They're just there for the fried food and the beer.
Right, the serious beer. Runners will run the thing first and then go back and get the food.
Yeah. They love doing that. And the beer, I've found out. The
exactly.
beer is an important part of the post-race finish.
Yes, it is.
All right, so this takes place where? Where do I show up, you know, 9:30, right. 9 o'clock, whatever, and ahead? If I want to register that day, where do I go?
You're going to come right out in front of our offices, which is 160 East Main Street. So Main Street, right downtown, Main and Main, is where we start the race. We go towards the Oakwood area.
Okay.
And then turn and come back, and the party ends up in Central Park.
Okay, so the party afterwards is in Central Park. Everything else goes West Main.
Yes.
Okay, so that road's closed down then on Saturday.
Exactly.
Okay. So it takes a lot of people, I'm assuming, to put this on?
Absolutely. The first year we did it, I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is a mini celebration. But, you know, we have such a great volunteer core from the Decatur Celebration, and they get involved with this event as well. And we have a great time, and, you know, we're already working with pros who know what they're doing for years of, you know, celebration work.
Okay. Now, is Eric Lee emceeing this again? this
yes.
year? Okay. I was wondering, how do you get him out of bed at 9 o'clock on a Saturday morning? We've yet to figure out how to do that during the work week.
Katie's in charge of that.
Okay. Now, that answer makes sense to me on a lot of levels. All right. Well, this is just one, and we've got another one coming up Friday night, which is Grilling in the Garden. We'll have the folks from Baby Talk in just a couple of minutes to talk to them about that. And this will be a regular deal where the folks from Bob Brady and Limitless Decatur and then the individual events will come in and not only give you the preview and make sure that you attend, but we'll also give you the post-wrap-up coverage of all the events as well. So I'll be down there Saturday morning getting a photo gallery put together of all the folks, because a lot of people like to kind of dress up and do some fun stuff.
Oh, yes. Lots of fun.
Now, give me some examples of some of the costumes that were there last year.
Oh, I have we had someone in a Richard Simmons costume last year.
Like chicken grease and everything, little headband.
Yes,
the afro.
Was it Chris Burns?
Shorty shorts. Huh? In the perm?
Yeah.
Perm wig, everything. Yeah. Some people wear their race tutus. People have found hot dog themed tights that they wear.
Gotcha.
All kinds of outfits. A banana suit. I saw a fairy.
Don't you think costumes make everything more fun?
Oh, way more fun. Yeah.
Well, and people can sign up as teams. So you get your team to get a theme together.
I was looking at that awesome. Because you have some interesting team names. I was looking at the website yesterday, and it has all the different teams that are. And so, like, if you want to do a team, what's the purpose of that?
Well, you save some money on your race fees if you get four or more people. So then you also, you know, just have somebody to have fun with. And then, like, if you want to rent a golf cart, you can split. There's a four-seater golf cart. So you get a team of four, and it's $100 to rent a golf cart, and then everybody just pays an extra $25. And somebody has to be your designated driver.
Yeah, we have designated drinkers is one of the names of one of the groups. And
yeah,
then you've got the A-Team 360 Beast, Eat Like a Queen. I'm looking at Nancy's Warriors, the Parrot Heads, Peter's Pack, the Team Toggle. I mean, it goes on and on. The Quad Dumplings. I'd like to know what you know all these names mean. So that's just part of the fun then as well.
It is, absolutely. And our King and Queen candidates do the stops along the route, and they theme their stops, and they're having a lot of fun and really good food on the route too.
Uh-huh. You have the Weebles Wobblers, too, which is sort of a very
date-specific
thing. Well, see, we're of that age.
I know.
If you do that to Gen Z, they'll just look at you really stupid.
Yeah, really.
All right, so it starts at 10, and then as soon as all that wraps up, you go back to Central Park. What happens with the after party?
So at the after party, we have a Taste of Decatur-style food setup. So we'll have 10 different food booths from local restaurants. So we're featuring our unique to Decatur restaurants. They'll set up and serve you food. We have a band, Reckless Whiskey, will be playing in the park.
So what if I want to come just for the after party? Can I do that?
Yes, absolutely. It's free to get in for the after party.
So if I don't run or I don't walk, but I just want to show up in Central Park, have some great food, and you can buy food tickets, I assume?
Yep, you can. You can buy food tickets. You can buy beverages right there.
All right. Now, the most important part of all of this, Steve and Drew, is what kind of Jeep am I driving this weekend, boys?
Let him put you in whatever you want. How about that?
Hey, now, be careful. We're going to be spotlighting some of the great vehicles. Depending on the type of event, then we'll be driving that type of vehicle out there. And I love Jeeps. I don't own one, but, man, when we go to Hawaii, there's just nothing better because you can drive it right out onto the beach. And, I mean, no matter what, you can have just as much fun in the snow. But we're taking a Jeep to be down there. Now, do I get T-shirts to give away?
Yeah, I'm going
to
give you some T-shirts, some koozies, and I'm going to put you in a Rubicon. The Rubicon's brand
new.
I love
the Rubicon. It's
called the JL. It's brand new. It's been out about 2 or 3 months.
Okay, what color?
White or granite.
White's good. I like white. All right.
That's what you're getting.
All right, well, you can find us in the It's Hot Bob Hot 25 vehicle. We'll be taking it out to all of the events that we're covering throughout the summer months. It's very important. Lori, you can talk about this as a festival organizer. Everyone's always struggling with marketing and branding. You know, the budgets are limited. We do try to help as a company, but without people like Bob Brady and Stephen Drew, I mean, this really does help all these events get the word out about people participating. How important is that from an organizer's point of view?
It's vital. Without sponsors, without assistance from, companies like Bob Brady or Limitless Decatur and Newhoff, we wouldn't be able to get our message out there or even financially put on a festival.
All right, so it is, we're serving a couple. I like multitasking. The older I get, if you can do about three things at one time and make everybody happy, I am all for it. So part of Limitless Decatur, which has been the branding efforts for the last several years here in Decatur, really emphasizing, not making stuff up, but emphasizing the actual factual stuff that's going on in this community. Great partners like Bob Brady and being able to help them get their word out, and they help get the festivals and the organization's word out. I just think that's a win-win for everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's important. And that's one of the things that people, I think, have always enjoyed the most about the community is the collaboration on all sorts of different fronts. And this is just another great example of that.
All right. So we're going to have fun this summer. Are you guys ready?
Amen.
All right.
Let's do it.
So we got, and by the way, two events coming up this weekend. So, and that's, and I want to reiterate this. This is not to say this is the only 25 things that are going on. There's probably a 100 things. I mean, we started, you know, just jotting down. I thought, okay, well, we were at 25 in like 5 minutes. And it was like, okay, we've got a lot. So what we want to do is we want to celebrate a little bit of everywhere, not just the Decatur, you know, city limits, because there's a lot of great things going on. In fact, if you look at our Hot 25 list, we do Grilling in the Garden, which is Friday night. We do the French Fried 5K, which is Saturday morning. Then we go right to Moequa for Powwow Days, which is coming up June 7th through the 10th. And then we're out to the Forsyth Classic and then to the Forsyth Family Fun Fest. And then we do Shake the Lake down in Decatur, Come Together, Be Empowered, you know, the opening of the Heroes Hall and the Children's Museum of Illinois, which I cannot wait for, coming up July 7th will be open to the public. We got the Scoville Zoo Ice Cream Safari, the McElroy Memorial, the Tuna Golf Outing, which everybody gets together for, the BO3K, which is a blast and a lot of fun. Then we go out to Warrensburg and all over the place. We're going to be spotlighting all the great people, the volunteers, the sponsors, the people that make this community go. Now, if you want to spend your time on Facebook just being negative with other negative people, you are hereby disinvited to come to any of this stuff, because we'd rather just hang out with people who are having fun and making the community a better place. Now, and you're a big fan of social media, right, Steve?
Oh, man. Boy, that thing wears you out. By the way, Brian, how about a top? You go topless or not with the Jeep?
I know. A topless me or the Jeep?
The Jeep.
Oh, yeah. What's the forecast look like for Saturday?
Saturday's looking okay.
Let's go topless then.
Amen.
You know, that. What's the point of having a top that can be taken off if you're not taking the top off?
We'll have it all.
Yeah, you scare me because Tat did the same thing for our Debbie Bogle fundraiser. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm not ready for the suspenders.
Sunny,
and bow
gorgeous
time,
85.
Oh, there. That's a top-off kind of thing.
Yeah.
All right. So will you find us a prominent place to park?
Oh, absolutely.
All right. Well, we'll give out some T-shirts and some koozies, and we'll be down there celebrating the cause. Lori, good luck, and I'm sure we'll be obviously back when it comes time for Decatur Celebration, and looking forward to the whole lineup. That's just an obvious. We're going to focus on our Hot 25 by really celebrating the Razzle Dazzle Good Times Parade, because I don't know if you've looked at the number of Jeeps that Bob Brady puts in there.
Oh, I have.
We're trying to figure out a way. We're going to broadcast the parade from a Jeep. So I got to figure out how we're going to do this, but it's going to be really cool. Guys, we appreciate it. Everybody's going to stick tight. We're going to move Lori out, bring our next guest in, and do the same thing for Grilling in the Garden. Here's Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Showers, thunderstorms likely today before 4 p.m. Cloudy skies and highs near 83. Then for tonight, slight chance of showers, thunderstorms. Otherwise, lows around 71 degrees. Thursday, we're looking at mostly sunny skies, highs near 90. Just a 30% chance we'll see some showers in the afternoon. Then Friday, sunny highs near 90 degrees. It is 75 degrees in downtown Decatur.
This June, don't get stung by Measure B. The billionaires behind Measure B are swarming our mailboxes, our televisions, computers, even phones. Don't be fooled. The Mercury News says Measure B isn't about the housing shortage. It's about greed. On June 5th, say no to the billionaires and vote no on B. Paid for by Yes on C, No on B. Stop the Sprawl San Jose. Supported by Mayor Sam Liccardo. Committee major funding from Neighbors for Sam Liccardo for San Jose Mayor 2018.
One person can make a difference. And difference creates change. And change can lead to something better. Some place better, where our young people thrive, our businesses prosper, our schools and parks flourish, where art inspires us, where our streets are safe and our future is bright. It is with your generosity that our community is made stronger. It is with your generosity that lives can change. At the Community Foundation of Macon County, we connect the philanthropic goals of donors like you with the needs of our community. The Community Foundation of Macon County, because it starts with you. Find out how to give at endowdecatur.org or make an appointment by calling 429-3000. Be that one person who makes a difference.
Hey, it's your friend Sean Hannity, and as you know, I am not afraid to be honest and say exactly what I feel. When it comes to selling your home, you need to know there are real estate agents out there that just rely on yard signs, well, and a few hundred dollars of marketing. I'm going to make this very easy for you and tell you the one agent whose marketing plan is in a whole different league than anyone else you will talk to. I'm talking about Glenda Williamson. She services Decatur and the surrounding area and attracts hundreds of buyers every week and sells a home on average every 34 hours. Now, because of that, she can guarantee to sell your home at an agreed price and deadline, or guess what? She'll buy it. Our national marketing plan got my attention, and you know what? She'll get your home the attention it needs to sell for the most money guaranteed. Now, if I lived in Decatur or surrounding areas and needed to sell my home, well, I would call Glenda Williamson. So call Glenda, 217-875-8081. That's 217-875-8081, or online at GlendaWillSellYourHome.com. That's GlendaWillSellYourHome.com. Go there, and you can start packing.
This is Buyers and Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
I can't believe you literally pulled out Rick Nelson.
Well, it's a garden party.
I got it. I got it.
Grilling in the garden.
Grilling in the garden.
I appreciate it, Lindsay. Thank you.
Yeah. I just, all I can think of is the tragic end of that story. I can never, you know, get past the whole plane crash thing. So there you have it. We're back here with our friends from Bob Brady and Limitless Decatur, and Kim Mangan joins us to talk about Grilling in the Garden. How many years has this event been going on?
I just looked up this morning. Actually, this is the 10th year of Grilling in the Garden.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think I was at the first one, and that was like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
That's hard to believe. Well, it's obviously a fundraiser for Baby Talk, and one of our Hot 25, the 25 must-see and do events happening over the summer months, brought to you by Bob Brady Auto Mall and the folks at Limitless Decatur and Newhoff Media. So tell me, for those who have never been, you know, what you're doing Friday night, and is it too late to get tickets?
No, it is absolutely not too late to get tickets. There's a link online. It's babytalk.gesture.com, and you can order your tickets online. So, yeah, the event is Friday night, June 1st. We've moved it this year. It's normally been on at Baby Talk. On Lakeshore Drive, we've moved it out to Progress City, to the Lester Building.
Okay, now where is that on the campus of? Anyway, I'll just look for the signage. Building. I didn't know we had names for it.
I know, and I looked up at tried to find a map this morning. I'm like, okay.
You'll find it.
Yes.
It's a big, wide open space. You'll see where the other cars
signage,
are.
Yeah, there'll be signage. There'll be lots of parking.
By the way, that web address Kim just mentioned, you can go to the Hot 25 list, and right there is a link in there to click to buy tickets. If you want to go to Nauticator.com, might be just as easy. Now, so you guys do, basically, what do? You serve up all kinds of seafood and lawn lovers like, right?
Right. Yeah, so we've got the boil where it's got, you know, shrimp and crawfish and potatoes and corn, and it's dumped out. But then we have also, land lovers and, you know, we have allergies to seafood, so we got to make sure that...
I would die. So you got to be careful with that stuff.
We would absolutely not.
But these low boils, they're called Louisiana-style low country seafood boil. We did something similar with lobster when we were out in the islands of New England. This is fun, right?
It's
not something you
fun.
See. I know Todd does one at the beach house that's very popular.
Yes, this is a very casual event.
Yeah.
Don't need to dress up. We want you to be comfortable. And it's, get dirty. We've got... yard games to play. There will be live music with Jason Gott's band.
I'm not familiar with Jason Gott's band. What kind of music do they play?
A good mix of, I'd say, probably 70s, 80s, and more recent. He's a good friend of mine, so I asked him to play, and he said absolutely.
It's amazing how many people step up just time and time again.
Absolutely.
Now, tickets are $75,
yes.
And that includes dinner and two drink tickets, right?
Correct.
That's the seafood boil, cornbread. They got pulled pork sliders, side dishes. And so that's a pretty good deal. I mean, it's a charitable event. You're doing it to raise money for Baby
Absolutely.
Talk. But I always sort of feel like we price these things. I know everybody wants to be affordable, but when you think about $75, two drink tickets and something like this, I mean, you're getting your $75 worth, even though the money's helping Baby Talk. I mean, I just don't. This is an experience.
Right, absolutely. You definitely get your money's worth, and all the funding that is raised at this event stays to local programming.
Right, for Baby Talk. Now, don't you think $75 for a shrimp boil and two drinks is a pretty good price?
Oh, absolutely. When you start adding it up all individually, plus you pay cover to go see a band, or, you put your night out there.
Well, I think we just auctioned one of these off at the Debbie Bogle fundraiser last Thursday that Todd Mason donated, and it was $1,000 for 10 people. So you're like $25 cheaper, on your ticket prices. because this is a really cool experience.
Yeah, definitely. And I think those who put on fundraisers in the community have always been really conscious about making sure that it's affordable, but also that, it is a charitable cause. And so if we want to keep these great services like Baby Talk in the community, we're gonna put a little on there so that we're able to keep these things going.
How about the Gensler boys? You guys shrimp fans?
I love shrimp.
Yeah?
Absolutely.
Do a shrimp.
You guys coming out?
I'm not quite sure. I got to check the schedule, but I would like to, especially well, shrimp and shrimp oil and Cajun food. Why not?
Well, yeah, for those that have not been to this, they kind of put everything together, right? So, I mean, you get like, I mean, when you roll it all out, I mean, it's like the corn and I mean, it's everything.
Oh, yeah. It's everything just dumped out on a table, and then you just kind of go through an assembly line and pick out what it is that you want.
And if you're like me, then you got to gingerly move around the room and not get sprayed with anything. Because all I could think about while we were doing this lobster boil was just surviving the night. Because I had like 27 people all cracking.
You'll be in layered long
he was like across the room.
No, I'm just
way across the
I'm just running like a serpentine. You know, that was my my move. But it's a lot of fun. Cannot encourage you enough. Tickets are still available. What about tickets at the door? I know you want to get an idea on headcount, but is it possible to show up if
Absolutely.
People are last minute?
Yes, we have a lot of last minute people indicators. So we accommodate for that. We prefer to have the ticket sales up front, just like you said, so we know for headcount, make sure the catering's covered. But we will.
You're not going to turn anybody away if they show up with their $75 for their ticket.
A lot of fun.
All right. Well, I would encourage you. Baby Talk's a great organization here in town. They do a lot. But this is even, you know, beyond just supporting a charity. This is a fun event. I mean, it's social. It's fun. You got music. You got great food.
Yeah, we've got Door 4 Brewery Craft Beer is going to be there.
You just keep piling on with the benefits. Wow. Well, that's a great way all the way around. Well, listen, I want to thank you for doing all the work you do in the community and supporting so many things, Kim. We really do appreciate it. Nicole, as always, keep up the great work and spotlighting all the positive things that happen. And to Steve and Drew and all the folks at Bob Brady, this is going to be fun ride. The Hot 25.
It's going to be great. What do you think, Drew?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. All putting right. a face out there with our brand.
So I'll be topless Saturday morning.
You will be.
With my
I
Jeep
will not
Rubicon.
Miss the
that means the top will be off the Jeep. So the Rubicon, look for it down at the French Fried 5K. And make sure you support Baby Talk. Like I said, a link to buy those tickets online in the Hot 25 list on NowDecatur.com. We're going to take a break for news. Back with more after this. Half hour left. Don't go anywhere. News is coming your way next.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. The Secretary of State Mike Pompeo heads to New York today to meet with a top North Korean official, Kim Jong-chol, about possible talks between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
He is a former spy boss and the current vice chair of North Korea's Workers' Party. At 72, he has served not just Kim Jong-un, but North Korea's two previous leaders. He's a trusted confidant of the regime's ruler, and he has twice met with Mike Pompeo.
Fox's David Lee Miller in New York. There are evacuations downstream from the Lake Tahoma Dam in North Carolina. It was hit by a landslide after heavy rain. Rochelle Bailey's with McDowell County Emergency Management.
The side where the landslide was may have been affected structurally a little bit. We don't expect a full dam breach or break.
She says about 2,000 people are affected by flooding in the area. Fox News, we report, you decide.
WSOY News Time, 8:31. Decatur City Manager Tim Gleason among the city of Bloomington's three finalists for that same position. It's a great professional opportunity and a great community that would get me closer to my family, Gleason said in a release statement. It would be important at any time, but especially at this point for the Gleason family. He was first appointed city manager 3 years ago. He had his contract extended through 2020 by the city council in March. Earlier in the day, Gleason appeared with Congressman Rodney Davis and Mayor Julie Moore Wolf at the Decatur Civic Center for a news conference touting the U.S. Department of Treasury's recent designation of a portion of the city as an opportunity zone, presenting an opportunity for private tax-free investment in low-income areas. Gleason was among 31 applicants from 15 states for the Bloomington job. Other finalists are Steve Rasmussen, Bloomington's current interim city manager, and Jim Colotta, the city manager, or city administrator, I should say, for Washington, Illinois. The candidates will appear at a meet and greet June 5th from 5 to 7 at Bloomington City Hall. Sports, Michael Wacha tweaking his delivery, and it's getting him results. The St. Louis right-hander pitched two-hit ball for 6 2/3 innings. Cardinals hit three home runs as well. They beat the Brewers 6-1 last night. Anthony Rizzo, shaking off the booze, sparked a late rally with his ninth home run of the season. Cubs beat the Pirates 8-6. And in the American League, it was Michael Brantley, Jose Ramirez, and Jason Kipnis each hitting solo home runs. Indians over the White Sox 7-3. Cardinal baseball for you this afternoon as they take on the Brewers once again. We'll have the pregame for you starting at 11:15 this morning. More news comes your way at the top of the hour. I'm Jeff Daly in the WSOY newsroom for Newhoff Media, media made locally.
Kubota's L2501DT packs powerful performance into one easy-to-operate compact tractor. Designed for all-day operator comfort and easy use of implements, the L2501DT makes mowing, digging, hauling, and lifting quick and simple. Right now at Seavers Equipment, get payments as low as $129 a month with 0% APR financing for 84 months. For Kubota details, visit Seavers Equipment in Auburn or Jerseyville, Illinois today, SeaversEquipment.com. Now through June 30th, 2018, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information. Take command of your lawn care needs with a Kubota Commander zero-turn mower from Seavers Equipment. Get commercial results for a residential price. Maneuver through landscapes with outstanding performance, comfort, and ease with 42, 48, and 54-inch mower decks. Take advantage of Kubota's quality and durability with 0% APR financing for up to 48 months or great instant rebates. For Kubota details, visit a Seavers location today, including Auburn or Jerseyville. SeaversEquipment.com. Now through June 30th, 2018, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Showers, thunderstorms possible today. Otherwise, cloudy skies and highs near 83. Tonight, still a 30% chance we could see some showers, mainly before 1 a.m. Cloudy and lows around 71. For your Thursday, we still have a partly sunny skies, but still a 30% chance of showers in the afternoon. Highs are going to be around 90. On Friday, sunshine, highs near 90 degrees. It is 75 degrees right now in downtown Decatur.
This is Byers & Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Wednesday, the 30th of May. It's 8:35 and time to head to Benjamin F. Edwards and our old friend Kit Paulin, who joins us this morning. Good morning, Kit.
Hello, Brian. Well, the popular averages pulled back sharply yesterday, and the Dow closed down 391 points to 24,361. Geopolitical concerns ramped up on worries that the political unrest in Italy will harm the European banking system and the regional economy overall. With the Italian government in turmoil, economists fear a new election could place Italy's commitment to the euro in jeopardy. In economic news, the Conference Board reported an improvement in its consumer confidence index during May. European markets were higher today, with the London FTSE up 0.25% and the DAX in Frankfurt up 0.7%. The Nikkei in Tokyo was down 1.5%. Our 10-year Treasury note was down 24/32nd, yielding 2.865%. Gold futures were down $1.80 to $13.02. Crude oil futures were up 44 cents to $67.17 per barrel. The Dow Jones is currently trading up 149 points. ADM is trading at 43.65, Ameren 58.77, Caterpillar 154.53, Norfolk Southern 153.5, PPG 101.34, and Tate & Lyle 36.79. And, Brian, with tomorrow's Girl Scouts Operation Cookie Share in mind, I leave you with a quote from Robert Fulghum. Think what a better world it would be if we all, the whole world, had cookies and milk about 3 o'clock every afternoon and then lay down on our blankets for a nap. This is Kit Paulin with Benjamin F. Edwards.
Thank you, Kit. As always, we appreciate it. We'll check in with you first thing tomorrow morning. Do you remember the nap time? I never liked the nap time.
I didn't either. No, I
always felt forced.
I found my
now I would love it.
My report cards from preschool, and it was, she really needs to stop singing during nap time. I would just sing the entire time.
Sing. That would be really annoying. I could find.
I know.
You know that I could see that.
Kids around me are like rolling their rug over their heads. Like,
rug? You're a rug or a mat?
We had rugs. They were like, you know, the knit rug things. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Like a doormat?
Kinda. Yeah, that you, all of us had those. They were like multicolored, like made out of like ripped up cloth.
I remember
like,
those.
Yeah.
Yes. I think we had mats. I can't remember. It's been a long time ago. Yeah. I would really love naps though. Now.
I would love a nap, and I totally just take it on the floor.
But I didn't like it when I was in grade school. It felt very forced.
Didn't have them in grade school.
Huh?
Like kindergarten.
When did you have them?
Oh, only preschool.
Oh, no. There was a time when we had nap time.
Yeah, I didn't.
Oh, we had nap time in kindergarten.
Yeah, I don't know. I remember it. I don't remember which grade it was. Probably kindergarten.
Yeah,
right?
Mine was.
Didn't you only go like half a day anyway?
Yeah, mine was kindergarten.
And you had nap time.
I had full days.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was very strange. I remember kindergarten.
Your parents wanted to get the singing.
Miss Yarrow.
They changed it.
Was my teacher.
I mean, I think they did away with the half days. like back, there was a, I mean, in our lifetime, there was a full day versus a half day. And mm-hmm. I think they did away with the half day. Because you either went, I think when I was a kid at kindergarten, you went in the morning or you went in the afternoon. There were two different shifts.
Yeah. Right.
Now, and then they did away with that and just said, hey.
My kindergarten class were all girls. There was not a single boy in our class.
How is that possible?
Just a fluke. Okay. At Forsyth, we were in the old building, which I think is now Decatur Christian or something like that. And Miss Yara was our teacher.
Yes.
And I wore jeans every day. I remember that. Refused to wear shorts or a dress. And I sat next to a girl named Catherine who ate glue.
Sweet.
And we all loved to sniff the rubber cement because then you could
explains
just have it in your...
Explains a lot,
I know, my
by
gosh.
The way.
Oh, we just...
About your early development.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Yara was beautiful. She had long hair.
The Hot 25, if I could interrupt this nostalgic trip down memory lane, reliving literally every day of Lindsay's kindergarten year, I will remind you to go to Nauticator.com and check out the Hot 25. Jeep Rubicon this weekend. Booyah. Digging it. All right. Whole list. Plan out your whole summer. Like I said, you're not going to get, it's not everything happening. That would be like the Hot 400.
Oh, my gosh. Or more.
Yeah. But the Hot 25, these are the things we're really looking forward to. We're going as far away as Findlay, heading to Warrensburg and to Blue Mound, out to Mount Zion, going to do some zoo, go to the Amish Cheese Festival. There's a whole list. I mean, when you think about how much fun all of this is, don't you love getting on the road and going to these
things?
Oh,
yeah. And I forgot just how fun some of these things are, you know, and how big they are.
Oh, yeah. And some of them are not huge. Some of them are just a lot of fun and a great way to show off different aspects of our community. So there we have it. This weekend, Grilling in the Garden, Friday night, and then the French Fried 5K on Saturday, because June 1st will be literally Friday. And then we're June, July, and August. I think we're a little bit into September on the
We are. We are, because
Hot 25,
we get into, I think...
That first week of September.
Yes, because Pony Express are end of August, but like the Arcola Corn Broom Festival, Corn Festival, you know, Labor Day, there's events and things like that. The Amish Cheese Fest.
Absolutely. Labor Day Pops concert with the Millikan Symphony Orchestra and the Arcola Broom Corn Festival. Have you been to the Broom Festival, by the way? Never been to the Broom Festival?
Jeff,
Never
you
have
to go.
Never have.
It's something to see.
I like Arcola.
Yeah, it's cool. And you really do. They have the brooms. They make the brooms.
Yeah, they do. And that's do you remember when, the Arcola Lawn Rangers, when they had Dave Barry, when he was like an honorary member, syndicated columnist,
yeah.
I don't know whatever happened to him, but he came to Arcola to literally march in the parade.
The Lawn Rangers they do the parade every year. And
they've been in the celebration parade and other things. Yeah, so it's a lot of fun. Anyway, the whole list is at Nauticator.com. Just check it out. We get back on the other side of the break. Some New York cops are in, they're in trouble for posing with strippers in a G-string. Now, when I say to you, New York cops, stripper, G-string, what do you think?
I immediately thought male.
Well, which one?
I definitely thought female stripper, male cops.
Not the way it is, turns out. It's male strippers, female cops. Now, I really want to know, this story made me think about, I told you I was having the conversation with Beth kind of via online about the, you know, gender equality. And
well, this will be an interesting conversation.
Because I see it differently, and I don't know why.
I want to know what your initial thought was then how you feel about
it. We'll do that on the other side of the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee locally in Decatur for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discernible coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their...
Hiring is important. People are what make your business work. But how do you find the right talent? ZipRecruiter makes it simple. One click sends your job ad to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. But ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. Their smart matching technology will instantly alert quality candidates about your job. That means you'll start getting great candidates with the right experience almost as soon as your job is posted. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. The right candidates are out there. This is how you find them. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
People from businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you better results than anywhere else. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial. ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
Milliken.com.
What makes a Milliken education stand out? Performance learning. At Milliken, we know practice isn't enough. Performance is necessary. It involves real risk and real rewards. It's hard work, but it's worth it. And it will set you apart when you graduate. Milliken students run their own businesses, research breast cancer, and contribute to new musicals. They break new ground every day. What are you waiting for? Make it Milliken and apply today. Learn more at milliken.edu/performance.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
All right, this next story really does make you question how you view life versus the male lens versus the female lens versus how they view each other versus what is considered to be a social norm. I would ask you this story. Four female police officers from the 33rd Precinct in Washington Heights from the New York Police Department, including at least two from its neighborhood policing program, faced possible discipline for posing with two nearly nude G-string clad strippers. Now get this. At a senior center's Mother Day event.
Okay.
In the photo, all four cops flash wide smiles as they lean in to the stripper's buff bod, with one gleefully pointing to his G-string as a second stripper wearing a sailor hat dances in the background. And an NYPD recruit appears to have taken the picture. Two of the cops were identified by the neighborhood coordination officers as neighborhood coordination officers Amber Guzman and Nathalie LeBron. Photo was taken May 13th at the annual Mother's Day celebration at the ARC Senior Center on Broadway near 173rd Street and quickly circulated through the NYPD over the weekend, eliciting plenty of smirks.
Write down that address because that's where I want to go when I get old.
What were they thinking? Chuckled one police source. Sergeant Jessica McRory, a police spokesman, said the cops weren't aware the strippers would be present at the event. The senior center participants encouraged the officers to pose for the picture. The commanding officer is aware and will address the incident at the precinct level. Cop at the 33rd Precinct defended the officers, saying it was all harmless fun. Everyone's having a good time here. It's not the cops are the ones stripping. Come on. How does that not make those cops more endearing? They're having a good time with the people there. The fact that this is even a story makes you wonder about overall how uptight we are as society, and certainly how uptight we are as the media. So we're missing the point that it was okay to have the strippers at the senior center's Mother's Day event.
Yes. Perfectly fine to have male strippers. Now, if it was the other, if it was Father's Day and they brought in female strippers.
Okay, so why is it that we look at all this so differently depending on which lens we're looking at?
Hey, let me ask you, as a man.
Yes.
How do you see it? Are you offended about this, that they brought in male strippers for a Mother's Day? But do you think that that...
No.
Okay. Do you think it's bad that those female police officers posed for a picture with male strippers?
No.
Okay.
Even pointing at his junk. No.
Now, let's switch it.
Okay.
Let's say that same nursing home for Father's Day brought in female strippers. Would you think, oh my God, what are they thinking?
No.
Okay. And if they were male cops posing with female strippers in just a G-string, would you also go, what were they thinking?
No. I mean, if I knew the rules and the rules say you can't do this, that's then what were you thinking would be applied to both situations equally?
But I wouldn't think that being at a community event where
but there is this thing that we sort of think that when females behave this way, it's harmless. And when males behave this way, they're predatory.
Yeah. Yeah. Or that males posing with a female stripper are just...
It's demeaning to the women.
Demeaning to the women and encouraging, you know, the sex trade or...
But why is it any different is my question. And I think if you want to figure out gender politics in this country right now, you have to start off by admitting that the two things would be perceived by big chunks of the population as different.
Different.
Not by me. I'm saying I would hold the same guidelines to both equations because I truly believe in equality. Equality on either side. If they get in trouble, if it's the same trouble men would get into for doing the same thing, then I have no problem.
But it isn't that simple because there is a perception. And a lot of people, as soon as you said that, I assumed it was male police officers, female stripper.
Okay. In this age, are we allowed to say that, I mean, that women do some of the same things that men do, that men have now been told you can't do that anymore, but women do it with immunity?
Yes. And I think this equality thing, it's funny because women do it all the time, despite men having to say, oh, we can't do that anymore. Now, then we have this equality thing coming in where people are going like, well, sorry, ladies,
we have to be equally outraged. But then they're going, but we're women. Who cares? Nobody else cares.
I know you want to have it a little bit both ways.
Yes.
Which is very womanish.
I'm not going to disagree. I personally wouldn't have a problem with either one, although I kind of wonder about having the strippers at the nursing home.
But that's my parents not at that nursing home, and I'm not running that nursing home. But if nobody there has a problem, the story wasn't, my God, they had strippers at a Mother's Day event at a nursing home. It was, oh, my God, police officers posed with them.
And then
we break out the dog bites man part of this. And, oh, yes, it's all female police officers and a male stripper.
Yeah.
Now, when I see her pointing,
that's objectification.
No. That's good detective skills. She's pointing out the obvious. That should be pointed at.
How obvious is it?
It would have been unusual to not have somebody pointing that out in the picture.
Good detective work. Nice.
Not that it takes a detective.
Yeah, really.
Basically have to have eyesight.
Not like Sherlock Holmes with a magnifying glass or
something? It's more like John Holmes. All I'm saying is we got to all quit being so uptight. Whatever the cops do, if there's something in their protocol that says you can't do that, male or female, and they would treat both the same way, then that's their
thing. One thing.
And if the nursing home's okay with it, I got no business being outraged. I mean, I'm sure it made these little ladies thrilled. See, guy, you know. But in this age where we've accused George H.W. Bush, who's like paralyzed in a wheelchair, of being a predator, what about these old women in this nursing home? It's okay for them to oogle and claw and point out and objectify men? There's just no consistency in
it. I know, and this needs to stop because I really plan to be one of those old ladies. Just squeezing the tushies of whoever I want.
Okay. But your stereotype, when I say it out loud, when I don't use any pronouns
being
to identify...
honest, I assumed it was male cops.
Yeah. New York cops. Typical, you know, 50 pounds overweight.
Yep.
Groping all over a stripper at NYPD. Nope. Four smiling female officers. Two of them are neighborhood police. But isn't that what they're doing there?
Yes.
Being at this Mother's Day party?
And I can imagine
and
these little ladies.
And they didn't know the strippers were going to be there. Oh. I don't think it would have. If somebody said, Brian, would you stop by the senior center? We're throwing a Mother's Day party for all the ladies at the senior center. It would never occur to me that there were going to be strippers there. And then what do you do when they go, oh, pose for a picture. Have fun. Don't be such a prude.
Yeah.
When you're getting lectured by all the retirees.
Enid and Ruth are going, come on, ladies, take a picture.
Esther's in the corner mumbling, I can't believe they have
strippers. Oh, yes.
Yeah, don't forget
Esther's
about
not
Esther.
Happy.
Don't forget about Esther.
I'm going to report this. I'm going to write a strongly worded letter.
I've spent my entire life looking for consistency, and it's just not very much of it. And what one side is outraged over is then excused away on the other side. I think if there's no harm, no foul. Stripper doesn't look like anybody's making him pose for this picture. Cops look like they're having some fun with it in the spirit of clearly what the retirement center was trying to do with this thing. And you tell me who's harmed. But yet if you say that, then you got to feel the exact same way if you change all the genders around in the conversation and it's another story.
Mm-hmm.
All too often when you just point out the glaring contradictions in people's behavior and thought process, it really does become hard to justify. Because so much of it is just an emotional tirade rather than one based on logic. And then we get into these arguments like the Illinois Policy Institute. Well, the governor makes... Okay, what does that have to do with anything?
Governor's a politician, not a professional.
I don't even know how governor's salaries are determined based on state by state. But you're comparing apples and oranges just to make a story to make people upset. It's a story that's not even a story. Because I could do the same thing with a mailman. Right? Well, you know, there are mailmen that make as much as the governor. Okay? Where's the news? But that's what people do with this stuff, right? They just get emotional. Or they go to conspiracies. Or they go to whatever. I think it's odd that they did this entire story in the New York Post. And no one asked, or I'm sorry, the New York Daily News, why there were strippers at a retirement home for Mother's Day.
I was just like, do they bring in like a vodka luge too?
Let's hope so. And like you said, book me.
Book me
Put me there when I'm too
if
feeble to take care
me.
Of myself.
If you love me.
Got to take a break. Here's Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
No, Esther. Today we got showers, thunderstorms likely, with highs near 83 degrees. Then for tonight, still a 30% chance of showers, thunderstorms, with lows around 71. For your Thursday, mostly sunny skies, highs near 90. Still a 30% chance of seeing some showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Friday, sunny, highs near 90 degrees. Right now, it is 75 degrees in downtown Decatur. Join the Girl Scouts of Central Illinois, Hickory Point Bank, and Newhoff Media as we remember and honor those who have served our country on Wednesday, May 30th in downtown Decatur. A memorial flag garden featuring over 3,500 American flags will be created in preparation for Operation Cookie Share on May 31st, benefiting our military troops and local first responders. Head to downtown Decatur at 5 p.m. on Wednesday, May 30th for the installation of the memorial flag garden with the Girl Scouts of Central Illinois, Hickory Point Bank, and Newhoff Media.
If finding the perfect gift for Father's Day has been difficult, tune into Byers & Company Tuesday, June 5th for an exclusive Super Tuesday Father's Day edition of the WSOY auction. For 3 hours only, from 6 until 9 a.m., score great deals that will only be available during Byers & Company. The Super Tuesday Father's Day auction, only from 6 until 9 a.m. during Byers & Company, Tuesday, June 5th, exclusively on WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, and streaming live on NowDecatur.com.
Are you a CDL Class A truck driver tired of the same old routine? Give food-grade tankers a try with H.R. Yule, now in Decatur. Since 1946, H.R. Yule has been a leader in bulk food-grade transportation and is now looking to hire quality CDL Class A truck drivers for their new Decatur terminal. Benefits include up to a $5,000 sign-on bonus, plus low-cost health care and excellent 401k. Apply at hryule.com or stop by their open house from 10 to noon on Saturday, June 9th at 1828 Hubbard Avenue in Decatur.
This is Byers & Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
If you want to check out the Hot 25, you can go to NowDecatur.com. Find out about all the really cool upcoming events. 25 must-see and do things in the greater Decatur community over the next 3 months. 90 days of fun. A Hot 25, presented by Bob Brady Auto Mall and our good friends at Limitless Decatur and Newhoff Media.
I want that Cheese Festival to get here.
Although, no, you don't. You don't want September
no,
to be
I
here
don't.
Already.
I just really want the cheese. Although, the French Fried 5K
yes,
Saturday
has a lot of different.
Has a lot of food. I'm going to have to be good.
Yeah, a lot of deep fried, a lot of fried food, and there you go. Now, you can also do, like, water and a banana. If
Why?
You have the willpower. Huh?
Why?
I don't know. Just saying. If you have the willpower, you can. All right. Tomorrow morning, Operation Cookie Share with the fine folks of the Girl Scouts of Central
Illinois.
Let's
start with tonight real quick. Because tonight, there's the flag gardens going in.
Is it? I hope the weather
I'm
is
hoping,
cooperating
yes,
with that.
Yes.
I mean, cause it looks like from noon to 6, we got a little bit of some stuff in the system. Maybe, but so tonight, yes, Hickory Point Bank is teaming up with the Girl Scouts tonight to put the flag garden in for all day tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll be broadcasting courtesy of Decatur Earth Mover Credit Union. We'll be down in Central Park for 3 hours, and then the rest of Newhoff Media will be there all day until 5 yep. o'clock, Eric Lee's show from 3 to 5.
Don't bring your lunch tomorrow.
No, University Dogs, if you want to indulge a little, they're going to donate some of the proceeds. They'll be in Central Park and donate part of that to the Girl Scouts.
Yeah.
And everything you buy goes, I mean, the money all stays right here for supporting the Girl Scouts of Central Illinois. But then the members of the armed forces and our first responders get the cookies.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a win-win all the way
great,
around.
Thank you.
And you don't have to do anything with it. You just literally buy, and they take the money, put it to good use, helping girls get scholarships and become members of the Scouts, and then they do all the shipping. I mean, so you don't have to worry about anything.
Yes. So, I mean, while you're doing that, you can also buy some cookies for yourself.
Yeah, if you want to take some back to the office, but make sure you buy for the armed
forces
and the first responders. So we'll be broadcasting all day tomorrow in Central Park in one form or another throughout all of Newhoff Media for Operation Cookie Share. Let me remind you, if you missed any of the show today, really good conversation with Paul Osborne, who really has an understanding of this whole city manager, our form of government, what it's like to be in the media, what it's like to serve. What the role of the council and the mayor and the city manager is. If you missed any of that, I would just ask you, before you just get all about stuff, get some insight to somebody who lived that every single day and was wildly popular and twice elected by large sum of this community to serve as its mayor. That podcast is presented by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. And you can get it at NowDecatur.com. You can get it at the NowDecatur app. You can get it at the iTunes store. Anywhere you get your podcast, it's available. And we thank Jurger for presenting all of our podcasts from Byers & Company. So it's anywhere you want, anytime you want. We're like the Netflix of Decatur Radio. Back tomorrow, Operation Cookie Share. Once again, community, time to step up and show those naysayers what you're made of and support the Girl Scouts and troops at the exact same time. We'll see you then. Have a great day.
Get your news, weather, and sports now with the Now Decatur app, available for free for iTunes and Google Play. Only with Now Decatur and WSOY Decatur.
8:59. Good morning. I'm Jeff Daly in the WSOY newsroom. Well, senior citizens will be able to attend free classes and seminars Wednesday, today, as the Decatur Family YMCA